Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no way Devin knows this movie.
Yeah, I'm like, it didn't really last culturally.
No, and yeah, it was so good.
It's a good movie, yeah.
Meaning what? You never see it on TV or anything.
You never hear about it.
Never.
It's never on the like Netflix
or
the
Devin,
sites.
Mid-90s, very famous actress. She's a teacher in a high school.
She's a teacher in a high school. Mm-hmm. That's all I get?
Michelle Pfeiffer, just to give her that. Why
you
not?
You got no shot. It's okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
Really?
No, of course not.
Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer, really? Teacher either. In a movie mid-90s. I have no idea.
Dangerous Minds is the name of the movie.
This was a huge
zero
movie.
Chance.
And no one ever brings it up anymore.
I mean, I was also three years old.
No, I get it. I get it.
It just didn't like last culturally. It disappeared. It's
it
so
did
strange.
Disappear. I don't know why. But a great song, great movie. Coolio.
Was she was not awesome. Believable in that role?
No, I mean, like, I don't know the answer, man. It's just, there were so
honestly,
many great
the
movies
answer
back
probably
then.
Has to do, it's crazy, but it probably has to do with, like, licensing and rights to the movie and it not being on streaming sites and stuff like that, and people don't watch it.
Maybe.
It doesn't stay relevant. I think that's probably the most likely answer.
I don't
You're
know.
Probably right.
I don't know.
Because it was a pretty good movie.
It was very good. All right, James, we're almost at this point of the year. It's about a month away, maybe 4 weeks. Are you smarter than a...
Oh, I forgot all about it. I got to start prepping.
Like 12th grader, maybe?
I thought we were going to start over. Didn't we talk about starting over?
Well, we shouldn't, because I've never lost. We got to keep getting people that are older that could know more than me. Anyway, point is, every year All-Star break...
12th grade, the questions could get a
12th grade.
Pretty tough.
Every year All-Star break, we have some fun where we bring a kid in. I think we started with, like, are you smarter than a 6th grader? And then I beat a 6th grader, then I beat a 7th grader, then I beat an 8th grader, and I just kept going up the line. And I think we're somewhere deep in high school now. We may be up to 12th grade. I think I'm 6-0.
Oh, I think we did 11th last year. So
yeah, I think I'm 6-0.
Man.
I think.
It really does fly by, all these competitions.
And we do it in studio. The pandemic year is the only time we did it over
You're
the phone.
Growing up so fast with the way that you...
All right, here's the point.
I enjoyed the contentious one.
Oh, yeah, that was some.
That was some.
Here's the point. Parents, if you've got a kid, and we're probably looking for a late high school kid, that you think could take down the hammer in an eclectic grouping of questions, none of which are about sports, but will be geared to what kids learn in that year that they are. Like 12th graders, it could be like trigonometry. I mean, I don't know how you do that on the radio. AP European history.
Great.
I don't know. I mean,
can't wait to do some research for the questions.
Yeah, Seltzer is the one that has to come up with the questions. But we're no longer, let me put it this way. Fifth grade, it might have been like, which country is right north of America? Oh, Canada. I don't think we're at that level of question anymore. So... Point is if you are, you know, a high school student listening to us right now, add on summer break, good for you. Have the kids gotten out yet?
That's weird.
Yeah, Zoe's done. I think some are. I don't know if others are.
Clark was basically done finals last week, was off Monday and Tuesday, had to go in today for a half day, which is totally ridiculous.
That is odd.
They're doing nothing. I think Publix get done this week.
Okay. Well, bottom line is if you are a kid or know a kid that they could compete and wants to be in studio and face the hammer and deal with the pressure. Remember, it's going to be pressure. And I'm a little nicer to the kids than I are a typical hammer contestant. But I still bring, you know, some heat because I'm
really?
The hammer.
I remember one where it got a little ugly.
Well, that was not good. And that was not my fault. Let's go to the phones.
It actually wasn't. I will give you props on that one.
I'm well aware. David in Drexel Hill. David, good morning.
Hey, Hammer. Listen, using your scenario about the team being so good, it makes the player... Tom Brady could never be in the top five quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't agree with you on that.
On a great, You don't think his teams was great? He had a great coach, probably of all time.
Wait, do you mean top five quarterback of all time or top five quarterback like of any specific year?
Top five quarterback, period.
Well, listen, I mean, I'll tell you.
He played on a great team.
Hold on. Obviously, if he had so little around him that he never won a Super Bowl, people would question whether he's a top five quarterback, and people would probably think he's not. We all know that. But there's a guy like John Elway who, until the very end, had never won a Super Bowl, but everyone knew he was historically great, right? I mean, you know it.
No, you like that. I just like him as a good quarterback. He's not one of my all-time greats.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is Barry Bonds one of the great baseball players of all time? He never won a World Series. Is he one of the greats of all time? Yes or no?
Yeah, but those two different scenarios. You're talking about winning a championship when you brought up the other.
Well, but it does matter what you have around you, right?
Hammer, let me ask you this.
What?
You brag about Barkley. You say he's a good, great running back.
Charles or Saquon?
Saquon.
Okay.
You say he's a great running back. Was he a great running back before he came to the Eagles?
Yes, but this is a classic example. The Eagles make him look better.
Oh, I thought he had better stats than he came to our.
That's what looks better.
Mm. So let me ask.
Now he was healthier. There's one distinction there. But Saquon is a perfect example.
Production is what keeps you in a job.
Production is different than what you are.
Was he on the team when Jalen went to the first Super Bowl when Jalen played pretty good?
We're talking about Saquon?
Yeah.
He was not. And Jalen played absolutely great in that game and that season.
You even brought up Goddard one time to say something about they wasn't passing the ball a lot to Goddard. You know, when Goddard went out for seven games, I don't think the Eagles missed a step with the backup in his spot.
Well, yeah, I don't think they were as sharp. But they hung in. Look, I think people rag on Calcaterra a little too much. They did win a lot of games when he played, but I don't think they looked as good.
And then when you talk about Jalen, he's the same one again. Every time I call you, I say the same thing. You said he wouldn't even be the starting quarterback for the Eagles next season, right?
Well, I did make that prediction. Not next season. Well, the next one, 2026. Yeah. And listen, and it certainly looks like I was wrong with that prediction. That happens from time to time. It's happened with me, I think, three or four times in my life.
Hey, Hammer, two questions.
What?
My weirdo.
You're killing me, David. What?
My weirdo is my boy that I love, MJ.
Well,
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jackson. That could win.
Yeah.
That could win.
Really big answer there.
And the second thing is, Hammer, let me ask you this.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Because
yes.
My grandson asked me this. How many of each animal was Moses allowed to take on the ark?
I know what you did, David. I know what you did.
Oh, I see. I already ruined it.
You didn't try, David.
Because I know I did you before, Hammer, so I just wanted to see if you remembered. Hey, but listen,
yes, sir.
I love the show, Hammer, so glad you do. One other thing I want to say, Dennis Rodman. What made me like Dennis Rodman, and people going to laugh because I'm a Democrat, but him and President Trump are good friends.
He got to that North Korea thing, man. That was one of the strangest elements in human history.
He reaches across the aisle in ways no one has ever seen.
Well, apparently, and David, thanks for the call, buddy. Apparently, the North Korea guy's a huge NBA fan. So I think that's where it stems from, being a big NBA fan, which is wild. All right, Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question for the majority of last season. How would you describe Jalen Hurts' performance in the passing game? Three choices, great, good, and mediocre. Second poll question. Let's all weigh in on which we would vote for. And this does get complicated by two things. We don't know if Crawford will come up. We don't know how good he'll be. We don't know if Painter, how good he'll be. We don't know if Aaron Nola returns. We don't know how good he'll be. There's all sorts of weird unknowns here with this. But here's the question. Which is more important for the Phillies to make a trade for, an outfielder or a relief pitcher? John, what do your instincts point you to? Because they're both highly, I would say, desperate for both.
I think this really is tough.
It's really tough.
They both look so ugly. But yesterday with Brandon Marsh going down potentially, and I guess we know anything else?
He's day to day.
After he actually got two hits last night, right? Yeah.
I know. After he was starting to heat up finally.
Such a shame. Maybe
he had that mitt on too, which is
maybe the mitt that's supposed to protect
you. So you're leaning out. You lean
outfield, extending your. I guess so.
I still lean outfield.
Everyday thing.
So here's my deal. I lean outfield because I still think there's a decent chance they'll throw starting pitchers in the bullpen for the playoffs. But I will say you can make a case either way to have an outfielder or a relief pitcher.
I mean, anytime before these last like 2 weeks or even less than 2 weeks, I would have said add a reliever 100%. But the bats are a problem. So now I'm leaning towards outfield bat.
James, you've been big on relief pitching. You still as big?
Oh, I think they need a bat more. But yeah. Here's the thing. I wouldn't do one without the other. Like I'd rather trade guys away than just trade for one of those two. Like I think they need both. I think they have to have both.
Yeah. But if you had to say
I would
one,
say outfielder if I had to choose.
4-0. It shocks me.
But I would not just trade for an outfielder. Okay. Like, or just trade for a bullpen guy. I wouldn't do it.
Really?
They must be right-handed.
Hitter or pitcher?
I need a right-handed. I agree with her.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that's five. That's 5 for 5, which I got to tell you.
But I'm with James. They need both. But yeah.
The thing is, I think, like, Joe, I agree with you with the bullpen when it comes to the postseason, even though they may need help in that department before the postseason in order to get there at this rate.
Well, most of them, they might.
They can bring in the start. Like, they have other guys that they could move to the pen if they needed, where the bats... Like, I don't think that bringing up Justin Crawford's going to magically solve all of your offensive issues. Like, I think you need to go outside the organization for
that. I'll just say the Nola thing is worrying me more and more. Because this whole time, like, the whole concept of Ranger to the bullpen has been predicated on either Nola or Painter is a starting pitcher in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know that that's going to happen at all.
And Andrew Painter's had two rough outings. In Lehigh.
And they're not going to just bring them up like
and with Painter and Abel, they're super young. You know, it's like you can't expect them to go out and deal. Like Paul Skeens is an anomaly.
Right.
Like nothing like that doesn't happen. Like you're going to get inconsistency from young guys.
I agree. All right. You can check out our show on YouTube. Obviously, please do if you get a chance. It's cool to have the show on YouTube. You can also comment on YouTube. So get those comments in or questions, whatever they may be. And maybe we'll get to some of them later today. We enjoy the interactive reality of YouTube kind of giving us a whole nother element to the show. Let's get to Sean right now, calling from King of Prussia. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Joseph. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Hi, everybody. How are we?
Super, Sean.
Excellent. Joe, you've been ripping Jalen Hurts, I'm sure, all
I'm not. I'm not. I got him as the fifth best quarterback in pro football.
I don't know.
Not my fault he's mediocre in the passing game, but go ahead.
I don't know what Chris Sims said, but I hear you guys are talking about him, but I don't need to know what Chris Sims said because I listen to Chris Sims 2.0 every morning.
Okay.
And that's you, Joe.
I knew what that comment was. It's ill-advised comment because you could win these tickets to the Phillies game, Sean, and then I'll have to prove to you for 9 innings why I'm right and you're wrong, but go ahead.
So you say that you don't, Jalen, what does he have to do? So he won a Super Bowl. He got to a Super Bowl. He's done all this. You've seen him play great, but you've also seen him play bad. So I need to know what he has to do because you also said that you have to get Tanner McKee. You have to get to a second-round pick before you even think about trading Tanner McKee.
Yeah.
You think that guy's got it. What has Tanner McKee done that made that seals the deal for you?
Well, there's
game and a half against backups?
Well, it's not seals the deal, but I think Tanner McKee is a really good backup quarterback who I'm not sure, but I think will be a starter in this league at some point. And I'm also intrigued by having a quality backup if Jalen gets hurt with a Super Bowl ready roster to try to go win another Super Bowl. I mean, that's a huge part of the equation.
So my question is then, what does
I'll answer Jalen it. Have to I'll, yeah, now do. That you're going to answer it this time and stop so I can jump in, I'm going to answer it. For Jalen to move up my rankings, I'd like to see him be better in the passing game more consistently, period.
And all Tanner McKee has to do is go into a fourth.
I don't have Tanner McKee in the top five
game.
Of pro football. I don't have him in the top 10. I mean,
and complete a couple passes against the third stringers.
I think there's a pretty good chance I think there's a pretty good chance Tanner McKee would be one of the top 20 to 25 quarterbacks in pro football. I do think that. And I think
Was he drafted in the sixth round or fifth round?
Why was Tom Brady drafted in the sixth round?
Because
misevaluations happen. Yeah, misevaluations happen. I mean, Sean, you don't think Tanner McKee's better than some of the starting quarterbacks?
Maybe.
Probably. I mean, I honestly don't really know because I've seen him for
probably never.
I'm not saying I really know either, but I tend to think so. I mean, I thought he was pretty impressive last year.
Yeah, you know who else I thought was really impressive for like a part of a year? Travis Fogle. He looked
sure
out.
Yeah.
Listen, Sean, and listen, maybe Tanner McKee stinks. I mean, you have to see him play more to know. I thought he did a nice job. I mean,
evaluation. Remember Billy McMullen, Andy Reese?
Well, dude, that was 03.
Great length.
Yeah, he was like Johnny Wilson. Couldn't catch the ball.
Big hand.
Mm-hmm.
Can't catch it, though.
Could not catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think after that, he didn't catch that back shoulder versus, I think it was the Cowboys in 03. And it was like, all right, enough. Sean, give me an answer. Who or what is weird but good?
All right, weird but good. I'm actually going to go see this guy tonight. And I mean, he's like amazing and super, super weird. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, pretty good answer.
That's a great answer.
It really is.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal
answer.
I've
side-eyed him ever since the couch
episode. He's super weird, but you know what? He's awesome.
But he's always really good. Always.
Yeah.
Like, consistent.
I agree, man.
You know his stuff is going to be entertaining.
I agree. All right, let's get to Saquon. More of what he said yesterday. So he was asked about the 2,000-yard thing. Did it last year. Looking ahead to the future. Here's Saquon.
Saquon, nobody's ever had 2,000 back-to-back. Does that become a goal for you?
Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool. But I didn't go into last year with the mindset of rushing for 2,000 yards. Kind of just happened. You know, I know I was able to watch a Football Life on Emmitt Smith, and he was big on like writing goals. And I'm a big believer in, you know, setting goals too. But for me, I kind of just take care of the little things first, and everything else that I want to accomplish, all the things you have to accomplish to become great. To create your legacy and to become a Hall of Fame player, I just try to focus on that, and the rest will take care of itself.
You know, John, one of the things I'm thinking hearing him talk, it is a shame he didn't get the chance to break the record in the regular season.
Wow.
Because he probably would have broken it.
I believe that. Yeah, it is a shame.
Because, you know, he's not going to get any
Deep
votes
down,
for, like,
he wanted that pretty badly.
Like, Sportsman of the Year. Who was Sportsman of the Year? Who the heck was it?
Was it Caitlin Clark?
Probably Caitlin Clark.
I would say a year ago. I don't remember if it was last year or not.
I think that was last year.
Yeah.
She deserved it. I think she deserved it. But, I mean, we've talked about this before. For a football player, it's like you have to have two great years to win something like that. You have to win a Super Bowl, basically, and then, like, do it again for a whole nother regular season because of the way those votings, it's a little annoying. He did break the overall, though, Terrell Davis record, if you remember, in that Super Bowl for most rushing yards in a full season, regular season and postseason combined. Here he was yesterday, and asked about his dad, and then that record and their reaction, and here's what Saquon said.
Your dad feel about the combined?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the playoffs rushing record, having that instead.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. I think, you know, we really never got to focus on that because when it happened, I won a Super Bowl, or we won a Super Bowl. So we kind of just focused on celebrating the Super Bowl win and accomplishing that and really moving on right away from it.
So, you know, he's right, obviously, because they won the Super Bowl, you know, an hour and a half later. But here's the part that made it even more, it didn't get enough attention. It literally happened on the last play of the first half. It happened in a 2-yard run, and then the announcers are like, all right, Eagles are kicking the Chiefs' ass. We're going to break. We'll be back with the halftime show.
There was nothing.
It's a shame. If it was like any other moment in the game, it probably would have had a graphic up on the screen. Like Saquon Barkley just passed Terrell Davis on the most rushing yards ever.
The announcers were trying to recover from the ass kicking the Eagles giving the Chiefs, and all of their storylines had gone out the window.
That's right. It was fast and furious, to say the least. All right, look, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on the Saquon thing. Also up ahead, Ken Rosenthal, an interesting comment. We'll get to this in 1 minute about the Phillies and trades and. Something Rosenthal said, I thought important perspective, we'll get to in 1 minute.
If you're looking for the perfect gift for dad this year for Father's Day, I highly recommend a Wild Fork gift card. I promise you, dad will love it. A Wild Fork gift card won't disappoint. Whether dad's a grill master or never cooks at all, Wild Fork's Forkies will help dad select and prepare a steakhouse quality meal at home. Dad will be amazed by Wild Fork's huge selection of quality meats and seafood at unmatched prices, like USDA Choice Black Angus Bone-In Beef Cowboy Steak, only $13.98 a pound. Or how about a USDA Prime Brisket? This prime beef brisket, mouth-watering, and it has generous marbling, and that fat makes it perfect for smoking on the grill. Dad will savor its tenderness and rich, beefy flavor when grilling or smoking this steakhouse quality cut of meat. But let's stay focused here. Father's Day is this Sunday. Head to one of Wild Fork's Greater Philadelphia retail locations today and grab a gift card for dad. And while you're there, you can do a little shopping for yourself. Dad can shop in-store or online at Wild Fork Online for same-day delivery to his door. Visit wildforkfoods.com.
All right, show to Cameron Jenrich. We got Devin Seltzer and Rhea. Wonderful to be with you. We're going to all be together at the Phillies game later today. You can win tickets. We're giving away three different pairs of tickets today. Looking for the best answer for who or what is weird but good. Weird but good. Three best answers. Whoever provides them will win a pair of tickets, and you can join us today. By the way, afternoon game, 105. So it's coming up in a few hours. We're going to get right back to the calls in a second. I know we're hopping topic to topic, but let's bring it back to baseball because Ken Rosenthal said something interesting yesterday on his podcast about the Phils and potential trade. You know, we were just talking about outfield and bullpen. He had already in this podcast referenced they could trade for a left fielder. He said they could trade for a center fielder. He said they could trade for a piece in the bullpen. And then he said this.
If you remember going back to the offseason, we talked about, or they talked about, maybe changing up the mix a little bit, doing something different just to jolt the team. And that's where the trade talks involving Alec Bohm came from. They never got that done for whatever reason. And it still seems that maybe this team, which is largely set, could use something from the outside that would elevate it. I don't know who that player is, but sometimes a deadline addition can have that galvanizing kind of force. And if they could go out and get the right left fielder, the right center fielder, that seems to me to be the kind of play that they should make.
You know, he's getting to a point to me that resonates. It's not just about the position and the player, but it might even be about the personality of the player and just changing. Like Jazz, I always have to be careful when I say this guy's name, Jazz Chisholm.
Why?
Last year. It's like when he went to the Yankees last year, it felt like it, you know, they got to the World Series.
It charged him up.
It charged him up.
Yeah.
When Dutch got to the Marlins in 97, like he wasn't Darren Dalton prime player, but he was Darren Dalton leader player. Sometimes
Pudge
you need.
With the Marlins in 03 or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah. It you know, it does feel like this. Devin, when you're down there, so I know they were on the road some recently. So yeah. These games all haven't been home lately, but do you sense. Do you sense off kilter? Do you sense different than last year? Like, what do you feel in that clubhouse?
So it's hard to say because it's so, like, baseball is just a different, it's totally different from, like, being in the Eagles locker room,
yep.
Right? Because the Eagles also, I mean, Nick Sirianni also said it yesterday, football is one of the only sports where they practice more than they actually play, where baseball, they're playing a game every day. So when you're in the clubhouse, it's always, you know, pretty quiet, a little bit awkward. I did talk to Kyle Schwarber before Monday's game and kind of asked him, like, as a leader of this team, is this a moment where you are going to give these guys like a rallying cry? Like, are you the guy that's going to tell everyone to, you know, whatever the message is, step it up, whatever it may
be. Let me say the message real quick before you continue that story. The message should be,
now you better get your head out of your ass.
I knew that was what I was going to predict it.
We all did. And I'm really glad that we found the drop board now. 8:45 a.m. right on time there, Joe. But he basically was like, no, I mean, we have individual conversations. And I think that that kind of sums up the overall feel of the clubhouse, where you don't really get this sense of urgency. I think that they're frustrated, and Rob Thompson admitted that, but they also know it's a long season. And I hate the saying, it's just baseball. Yeah. That's just baseball. But that's just baseball. Like, they're going through a lull right now. I certainly think they need at least one other player, whether it's a bat. You know, watching a guy like Kyle Tucker come in here from the Cubs, I think he's exactly the type of guy that the Phillies would need. I think they tried to get him, didn't land him. Like, a lot of they tried to trade Alec Boehm. So it's not like they're not trying to make moves. They certainly need some sort of spark, though.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think they need an outfielder desperately. And, you know, even when they had the best record in baseball, which I think was as recently as about 2 weeks ago, hard to believe.
It
wasn't long ago.
That's baseball.
But they weren't doing it because of their bats. They were doing it because of their pitching.
Yeah, starting pitching.
Starting pitching.
For the most part.
They were doing it because of their... And the irony is the starting pitching really hasn't even been that bad the last 2 weeks. Now, it's not been as good. Lizardo was a disaster twice. Oh, Mick Abel last night was not good. I do think they're feeling the effects of no Nola, the classic no Nola. Not the no Nola this year.
The calming presence.
Well, I mean, think of it just every fifth day. Put it this way, guys. The last five years, their three best players have been Zach Wheeler, Bryce Harper, and Aaron Nola. That's it. They've been their three best players. For 5 years. I mean, the totality of those 5 years.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And all three,
I don't think Aaron Nola has ever been on the IL the entire time we've done our show, Joe.
James, has he?
I don't think he's been on the IL his whole career. Yeah. I think this is the first time he's ever been on the IL. Wow.
The whole time I've been paying attention to baseball, I mean, like going back to 2016, he's never
been incredibly durable
in this capacity, ever. Not even a day, not even a second.
And he never was this ineffective either. Because he had seasons where he'd be average, but he wasn't average this year. He was bad. First 2 months, he was bad. He had a couple times when he did okay, but for 2 months, he was bad.
And we didn't know if it was just like the beginning of the sunset. Does he need to be doing things differently because his body is now degrading?
Right.
Now he's hurting himself while sick. That's pretty degraded body-wise. Like, this is a guy who was a workhorse.
Yeah.
The ultimate workhorse, and now he's hurting himself while coughing, it sounds
crazy.
Like.
All right, let's get some calls in here. Ken and Sinaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, French. How are you today?
Oh, we're good, buddy.
I don't know. Pretty good.
John, I had a chuckle when you were talking about your tiny little pee machine. I've just come through that myself.
Wow.
It's important to remember that his bladder is about the size of a walnut. Right?
Well, that's the thing. I've never had a dog this small before.
Well, maybe Ken wouldn't be able to answer your question. Ken, Richie asked me, do smaller dogs pee more than big dogs?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how old he is, but
he's seven months.
So
his bladder, and I don't know what kind of dog he is, but his bladder is probably about the size of a walnut.
He's a French bulldog.
And he's probably not strong enough to really hold it yet. So, rule of thumb is,
I think he doesn't want to hold it. I think he's trying to show me who's boss by not holding it.
He's trying to show his brother.
No, I'm telling you.
He's a baby still.
Trust me, though. He is a baby, but he walks into his brother's crate on the bed part and decides to pee there.
Yeah, that's to.
Like, while his brother's watching him. Exactly. He's spitefully doing that to.
Well, that's him trying to show dominance to his brother. But, a dog is never going to deliberately do something it knows is wrong, so he just has to learn what's right from wrong.
Yeah.
And the rule of thumb is, if he drinks water, within the next hour and a half to 2 hours, he's going to have
to pee. It's
going to
come out.
So, yeah. It's,
I just got to figure out how long I can hold off. And he really does. He really must have a tiny bladder and a tiny personality, because I think he should be a little bigger as a person, even though he's not a person, be a little bigger as a little more understanding. I feel like I'm at the end of my rope in terms of cleaning up after this dog. He peed on my bed 3 times. He peed on the bed.
That's why I shouldn't have a dog. Ken, give me what you got on the sports scene.
Yeah, just one thing before I get to sports, John. Two words, nature's miracle. So on Jalen, very quickly before I get to the Phillies point. Listen, Joe, I think you're underestimating or you're disregarding the fact that whether it's throwing the ball, running, whatever, this guy makes 4 or 5 plays every single game.
He's very good at that. Yeah.
Even in games when they had 110 yards passing last year, like the Carolina game, there's still 3 or 4 critical plays that the guy makes to win the game.
He gets third down conversions, often with his legs, sometimes obviously with his arm. He does churn the first down marker, and that makes a big difference. And guys, the tush push is not an insignificant part of how they do what they do. And he's a big part of it, and he deserves credit for
Josh that. Josh Allen couldn't convert it in the AFC Championship game.
And that's hard to categorize whether it's throwing or what category that fits into, but it's still important. On the Phillies, I have a Chuck from Cherry Hill stat for you. This team that we all believed and kind of accept as gospel is quote unquote built to slug has had 26 hits in the last 2 games, and 23 of them are singles. So, you know, we spent a lot of the offseason hearing people demanding more small ball. And you know, they thought they
maybe they should go back.
You know.
Maybe they should go back.
Well,
I don't know that it's that simple, but maybe they should.
If the team is supposedly built to slug and they never slug, you can't win. I mean, it's as simple as that. So when you talk about what they need to do at the trade deadline, there is not one move that this team can make to correct the issues that they have right now.
Yeah, but players can play better. That's what it's mostly going to come down for. All the talk about adding 1 or 2 players, let's be real. The main bulk of whether they're going to win the World Series or not is going to relate to about 10 players who haven't played that well playing better. That's the main thing.
Well, yeah, it can't all be on Schwarber and Harper.
Correct.
If he comes back. It's got to be on the guys that have never developed, like Alec Bohm and Bryson Stott and Brandon Marsh.
I agree. Ken, I need an answer from you. Weird but good. Who do you got?
Well, I mean, he's not my favorite person, but he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, and he is unequivocally the weirdest guy in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron? Yeah.
No, he is. He's weird but good.
So I don't know if weird's the right word.
Is he that good anymore?
Not anymore, but he was good.
Has been.
That's what he said for a couple of months.
He did say he was married. Yeah.
He said it yesterday. I don't know that I'd call him weird, though.
Really?
He's pretty weird.
No, but he's a pain in the ass. I don't know that
he's weird, too. The ayahuasca retreats, the this and that. I think he's weird, dude. Hear him talk. I mean, the last thing he says is people shouldn't wear Bluetooth headphones because, you know, they wear wired headphones because you're going to get cancer or whatever. Like, he's weird.
He's a weird dude.
He's a really weird
guy. But Johnny announced yesterday he got married.
Yeah.
A couple months ago.
I just don't know.
Chip Kelly, the two, you know, marriages under the radar.
You're right.
Oh, that's right.
But Chip's was like years before that.
I've never seen anybody happier than Conklin than with the secret marriage. It was referenced in every bit, even when it didn't have anything to do with Chip Kelly.
Do you think Chip Kelly, Rhea, will ever be on WIP again?
Well, they're coming to town because he's the, the Raiders offense coordinator?
Boy, let's
try it.
Chip was...
Let's try and get
Seltzer,
him.
Seltzer, Chip or Gabe Kapler? More likely to do a WIP interview.
Oh, Gabe.
Gabe, yeah.
I mean, Chip,
why would Gabe do it?
Because Chip's not a friendly human. Chip's not like a nice guy. You know what I mean? Like, I told you, I work for the team. Like, I used to... So I've told this before, but I used to mic Chip up every Wednesday. He would do an interview with Spadaro, and my job was to go up and literally run a mic up his shirt. You know, like, I was like right in... Every Wednesday, hey, coach, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. He would walk by the hallways and literally, like, look past me. Like, I didn't exist. Like, that was just the way he was, you know?
Yeah.
So I think Gabe Kapler far more likely to say, sure, I'll hop on.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
If I remember correctly, Merrill once told us that Bill Belichick is friendlier.
Well,
Bill Belichick loves Merrill Reese, like chats with him all the time.
That's something. All right. More of what Hurt said yesterday and Rob Thompson yesterday. We'll get to all of this and the calls. Reminder, one more hour for you to win tickets for today's Phillies game. Today's Phillies game. It's at 1 o'clock and that is coming up in 5 hours. So you can win those tickets, but you can only win them if you call in the final hour or have a better answer from the first 3 hours on who is weird but good. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
John and I have both had our new windows from Window Nation for a little while now. It is beyond keeping my home comfortable. The thing that really strikes me, they've got amazing quality. They feel so secure and solid.
I know exactly what you mean. That's the confidence that comes with their 50-point factory inspection and a lifetime warranty. Plus, their installers are true specialists, many with over 15 years of experience. They installed my windows while I took a nap. They are extremely silent, but so considerate and talented at installation.
And it's no wonder they have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and over 45,000 five-star reviews. They've installed over 3 million windows across the country. They're not just a company. They are experts you can genuinely trust.
And for anyone who wants that same trust and quality, Window Nation is making it incredibly easy. Buy 4 windows, you get 4 more completely free. And if you replace a whole house full of windows, they'll give you a free exterior door.
Plus, you can do it all now and not worry about the bill. Get 2 years with no payments, no interest, and no money down. Hurry, sale ends June 30th. Do not overpay for windows. Call 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.